Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television?
No.
Am I speaking to Nakia Gaynor?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black, African-American.
Thank you. Now, what is your age?
48.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
3.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Project 2025.
What's the first name?
From 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 to rate each organization or people. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can tell me. Project 2025.
Okay.
Okay. Project 2025 from 0 to 100?
25.
Tammy Baldwin?
Never heard of that person.
The Democratic Party?
50.
The Republican Party?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
Never heard of that person.
Joe Biden?
50.
Kamala Harris?
50.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom will you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Helping the underprivileged, helping the poor.
Okay, just 1 second, please. Thank you for your answer. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that this statement is very convincing reason, is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that will reverse the overturning of Roe versus Wade, qualifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. From 0 to 10?
I'm sorry, what was the number rating?
0, not at all convincing reason to vote. Somewhat 10. Convincing reason.
10.
Thank you. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. From 0 to 10?
A 5.
Thank you. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses. Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. From 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
3.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 election, presidential election, sorry. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and reject student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on these out of control courts trying to roll back our rights.
4.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history our children learn, to emphasize the contributions and importance to all of Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. From 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Trump has promised to continue rigging the economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, one second, please. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights or voting rights and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. Sorry. From 0 to 10?
I'm sorry. How long is this going to be?
We're almost done. We are at 88%. We're almost done.
Okay, because I really need to go right now. I'll answer this one question. And what was the scale again?
Sorry, from 0 to 10, 0 means not at all convincing reason.
Oh, okay, 0.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes
no,
I was... The scale is 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election.
Okay, 4.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And once again, please rate your feeling of your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
3.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Have my associate's degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you so much. That was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.